Bulldog offensive back tried to change directions and fell directly to the ground, but at least this time he gets the first down and reset of downs now for the Bulldogs.
Brought down by Mason Kozefka on that stop. First and 10 from the 19-yard line for the Bulldogs. Less than two to play in this first half. 29-14, 0 gauge by 15. Wright pitches to Warwick around the left side. He's going in for the end zone. Dives in. Touchdown. 0 gauge, but we have a flag back by the original line of scrimmage, as it's more than likely going to be coming back against 0 gauge.
Wow. You know exactly what that's going to be, Clark. It's going to be a hold on that offensive line. So bring it all back and take away 10 more yards from the Bulldogs.
So a would-be score results in a negative 10 on the play as they're walking this one off. 10 yards from the spot of the foul puts them back at the 27-yard line. First and plenty to go. First down marker looks like it's at about the 9-yard line. They are at the 28-yard line. So you do the math.
Well, it looks like the offensive coaching staff of the Bulldogs have toned it down a little bit. Looks like they're going to keep the ball on the ground at least for a little while, Clark.
Line of scrimmage is at the 28-yard line. First down markers at Charity Island. First and 20 yards to go. I formation, receivers wide each way. Mind you, only three men are technically on the line. Wright pitches it out to his right, number 34, David Binder, and he is stopped at the 17-yard line by number 28, Joe Alice, out of the linebacking core. With 1 minute remaining in this first half, Kaysville looking for another stop before halftime as Owen Gage leads only by 15 points.
Well, this would be a big-time stop for the Eagles to go into halftime knowing that they picked off the Bulldogs, scored a touchdown, and then stopped them before the half, changing momentum a little bit for the home team.
In a hurry-up offense, they hand it off to number 34 again, Binder, who can't quite find the edge on the left side, brought down by Cole Simmons down to the 13-yard line. We have a timeout called by Owen Gage. We'll stick with you on this one, as with only 37 seconds left before halftime.
At 37 seconds left, I'm quite sure that Coach Wentzel has used his last time out of this half. So if they do decide to run the ball, they may only have two plays left, and they'd have to hurry up at that. So wouldn't be surprised if on first down he trusts his senior quarterback, Jake Wright, to toss the ball through the air on first down and see what happens to try and keep the clock where it is.
37 seconds before halftime, 29-14, Owen Gage leading by 15. Thank you to all of our listeners out there as far as Boone, Michigan, and as close as Sandpoint, Michigan. Anywhere in between, we've got you covered on the WLEW Sports Network. Of course, you can listen to us live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or follow our director of social media and her handiwork on Twitter or Facebook. Just simply look for and search for WLEW Sports. Owen Gage facing a third and four from the 13-yard line of Kaysville. 37 seconds left before halftime. Owen Gage out of timeouts in this first half. Receiver wide each way. Jake Wright under center. Behind him, number 25, Dylan Fritz. And behind him, David Binder. There's the pass to the left, and it's a underthrown, as number 14, Jake Warwick, had a little bit of room to breathe on the outside. Unfortunately, it was thrown behind him into slightly double coverage by Kaysville, and the clock stops with 33.9 seconds.
Well, number 8, Andrew Siegfried, the one who made the interception for the Eagles in one-on-one coverage, and miscommunication there. It's the first time all night. Jake Warwick and Jake Wright not on the same page. Jake Wright throws it to the corner of the end zone, the front corner to the sideline, and Jake Warwick cut up the middle trying to read his defender, and the ball lands safely incomplete.
And it's a screen pass to the right to Binder. He has down to the 5-yard line trying to shed tackles, and he is stopped at the 1-yard line by a slew of red jerseys with 26 seconds left and converts on fourth down and now brings up a first down goal to go from the 1.
Wide receivers split everywhere. The running back just slides out to his right, and Jake Wright dumps it off to him, and Binder does the rest.
And they try and throw it in. Number 25 breaks free on a second effort. Touchdown, Owen Gage, as Dylan Fritz gets in from 1 yard out. Touchdown, Owen Gage, with 18 seconds left before halftime.
Well, it wasn't that pretty, but Owen Gage does a nice job running the clock down, now giving Kaysville very little, if not hardly any. What's that, 18 seconds left. So a nice job controlling the ball. We've seen them score in a hurry. This time it was nice to see them lengthen out a drive when needed to keep the other team from getting a shot to score right back on you. So nice job by the Bulldogs, and now they are going to try for a two-point conversion.
Going for the two-point conversion, keeping everyone inside I formation. 18 seconds left on this two-point conversion. Has a handoff, and he gets tripped up, and he is short. That'd be number 25, Dylan Fritz, short of the two-point conversion. So score remains 35-14, a 21-point ball game, 18 and a half seconds before halftime on the WLEW Sports Network.
Smeehall & Company Accounting Services of Caseville tailors its accounting, tax preparation, and other financial services to the unique needs of each client. And every client, small or large, receives the same attention. Their firm keeps on the cutting edge of tax law and financial trends, continually adapting to the ever-changing world of tax law and accounting. For the accounting and consulting professionalism you deserve, call Smeehall & Company of Caseville, 989-856-2250 or visit SmeehallCompany.com.
of 18 seconds before halftime, Owen Gage strikes again, covering 3 minutes, 34 seconds, and 45 yards to make it 35-14, a 21-point lead over Caseville. As Caseville awaiting the kick, they send number, that's number 30, Chance Shippey deep. He's at his own 20-yard line. And look like kicking off this time appears to be Jake Wright. Indeed it is, and he pooch kicks this one, and it is a onside kick as number 65 for Owen Gage, or Caseville, Mike Kelly, hit him in the chest and then couldn't see it, and it's recovered by Owen Gage at the Caseville 48-yard line with 16 seconds left.
If Owen Gage here now takes the ball over just inside of midfield, the 49-yard line of the opposing territory. They got three receivers, two to the left, one to the right. They're going to air it out here and see if they can't really make this hurt for Caseville.
Jake Wright in the pocket, throwing all the way downfield. A heck of an arm on him, and it's brought in by Warak at the, they're going to say, incomplete. As they say, it touched the ground. He nearly brought it in at the one-yard line. That was an impressive pass from the senior, Jake Wright, all the way down to Jake Warak at the one-yard line, a 50-yard pass, mind you.
Not only was that a 50 to 55-yard pass, it was on the number and just couldn't quite come up with it. Was the wide receiver almost your Calvin Johnson rule as he dives. And as he comes down,
the
ball – exactly. And that's what it looked like from our angle, Clark. The ball ends up laying on the turf. But, again, here it comes again. You know he's going to show off that left-handed arm. Jake Wright's going to throw it down there again. Wouldn't be surprised to see Warak the intended target, or in this case, maybe David Binder, who's lined up to the right.
Same formation, two wide to the left,
Binder
one to the right.
Binder was lined offsides.
And we have a, they're going to say a false start, in fact, against Owen Gage. So it's Disco Knight just before halftime here as the officials pearl out a five-yard penalty and march them back into their own territory. This will put them back at the 46-yard line of Owen Gage.
Well, we've already seen him launch it this far, so what's five more yards, Clark? We know he's got it in him. And if he doesn't, all he's got to do is step up a little closer to the line, and he'll be just fine. So expect, again, the same thing to happen. Look at where Andrew Siegfried is lined up on the field. He is inside the red zone playing deep safety out there. Looks like he's ready to return a kick.
And right back to pass, another big boom all the way down the field, this time to the far sideline. And it bounces at the goal line, incomplete. And at halftime, it is Owen Gage 35, Caseville 14 on the WLEW Sports Network. We'll return with a halftime show right after this.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Caro. If you waited for the best deal of the year to get a new Ford, the time is now. On 2015 Ford cars and SUVs, get at least 0% for 72 months plus a $1,000 rebate. On new 2015 Ford F-150 pickups, get 0% for 72 months or great lease specials.
Lease an F-150 for 2 years for $349 a month with zero down. See dealer for details.
Come see me, Todd Bowers at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81 or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
As Ameriprise Financial Advisors, I build